Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi today begins chapter 14 in Yevamot. We are mostly through Yevamot, we're mostly through Hanukkah. You all get a tremendous yashar koach, wonderful work staying through Yevamot, one of the most difficult and complex, and as we see, lengthy Mesechtot and Shas. Great, so chapter 14, Heresh Shenosa Pikochat. A Heresh, which is one who is deaf and mute, he's unable to communicate as normal people do, and therefore he is legally assumed by our sages to be somewhat lacking in his intellectual capacity to make transactions, including the union of marriage. But here he married a pikachat, a normal woman. As explained in the last chapter, this marriage is on a rabbinical level. As again, the cheresh, one who's deaf and mute, doesn't have the full intellectual and communicative capacities to enter a binding biblical-level transaction. V'pikeach shenasa chereshet, or vice versa, a normal man married Mrs. Chereshet. Im rotza yotzi, if they want to, they can actually get divorced. Im rotzi yekayim, or if they want to, they can continue their marriage as a normal marriage, even though it's rabbinic in level. The Mishnah explains, kishem shehu konis bermiza, because just like this man marries through remiza, which means remiz, means hinting, such as gestures, body language, facial expressions, even though this man may be deaf and may be also unable to speak, he can be able to assent and express his desire to get married or end the marriage. Kahu motzi bermiza. So too, he can get divorced. He could instruct people to write the get and deliver the get to his wife through his gestures and his body communication. And the Mishnah adds a case, pikeach shenasa pikachat. So a normal, fully developed man marries a normal woman, vinit harsha. And then Nebuch, she becomes a cheresh. She loses the ability to communicate and to hear. Imratza yotzi, he could still divorce her. Imratza yakayim, or he could continue if he wants. But the Mishnah compares nishtotet, if she became a shota, one who is, shote is typically defined as insane or mentally incompetent, or you understand having a manic episode, lo yotzi, he cannot divorce her. Now, biblically, he could, technically, but the rabbi said you're not allowed to, because if this poor woman, you understand, they didn't have institutions and ways to protect people who were, you know, mentally and emotionally, psychologically not equipped to handle regular day-to-day life. So God forbid other people might take advantage of a woman in this situation who didn't have a husband to look after her and protect her. The Mishnah adds, Nitcharesh hu, what if he became a cheresh, God forbid, o nishtota, or he became mentally incompetent, eino motzi olamit. In this situation, he cannot divorce his wife. In this situation, they both started out normal. They have a biblical-level marriage, but since he's a cheresh, his communications and gestures, because he's deaf and mute, don't allow him to give a biblical-level get. So he can't get out of that marriage. And if he's a shote, his acquisitions, including marriage and divorce, are not binding if he's in a state of mental incompetence or insanity. The Gemara brings there was actually a gentleman that they called Bar Shatya. Shatya is like Shote, you know, they called him Crazy Eddie or something like this. And he would go in and out of sanity. So they said if he was buying and selling property, merchandise while he was, you know, out of his mind or manic, that wasn't a legally binding sale. But if he was, you know, down to earth and knew what he was doing, then it was. So in this case, he would have to wait, the wife would have to wait until the husband gets better or, you know, gains the ability to really make a kinyan and make an acquisition to get a get. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan asks, Mipnei ma ha'isha shen harsha yotzi, why is it that a woman who becomes a cheresh, a deaf-mute, she could get divorced, va'ish shen harsh, but if the man became a deaf-mute, eino motzi, then he can't give a divorce. Amar lo, they told Rabbi Yochanan, Eino dome ha'ish ha'megoresh lisha mitgoreshet. It's not the same thing, a man giving a divorce versus a woman receiving the get of divorce. Sheha'isha yotze l'tzona shlo yotzona. A woman can be divorced if she wants a divorce or even if she doesn't. And this is on a biblical level. There's Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom came later, said don't ever, a husband should never do that. But technically, a husband has the power to write up a get and give it to the wife, and it's done, even if she didn't want it to be done. But a man cannot give a divorce unless he wants to give a divorce. And here, if he was normal and became a deaf mute or became legally insane, he doesn't have the ability, the intellectual ability, to communicate his consent to grant a biblical level divorce. It's going to Mishnah Beit. Hey, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida. So he testified, there's a different Rabbi Yochanan testified, al chareshet shesiaviha, a deaf mute girl that her father married her to a man. Now, in this case, this marriage is also biblical. Recall, we learned that if the father had passed away and the mother or the older brother was marrying her off, that's rabbinical. But if the father married her, again, don't try this at home, guys, but if the father married off his minor daughter, that's a biblical binding marriage. So he testified, she yotze beget, that she can be divorced through a get. Amru lo, they told her, b'yochanam and gudgada, afzo ki yotze ba. Your case that you're discussing is the same as the cases we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, meaning we don't need her consent and acquiescence to receive the get. We would only need that of the man. That's an issue we'll explore in great detail in Masechet Gittin. Yishar kochachem, happy Chanukah.